Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. The sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And you know what? That song, Here Comes the Sun, I think it's going to come and I think it's finally going to stay. But you know what? Summer's coming anyway. So we have lots to talk about with our guest today. We want to welcome to KDWA Steph Beck, and she is the Enrichment and Youth Development Coordinator and the School Age Coordinator for Hastings Community Education. Steph, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Mo. I'm glad to be here. It's always nice to visit with you and share what's going on at Community Ed.
Oh, I love it, because so much fun stuff is going on, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It has been a wild and woolly year, but man, good things are happening every day, and it's exciting that we can be together in different ways and we can look forward to what's coming next.
Oh, I love that. Steph, it's been a tough year. Tell about what you have been doing, because I know early on, it was really all hands on deck, wasn't it, a year ago?
Yeah, how wild that it has been a year. So we went from last year this time really enacting what it meant to do emergency child care for local tier one and tier two, those essential workers. So figuring out what it meant to be safe together while taking really great care of kids. So that is something that carried us through from March until, you know, the end of the school year. So that was something that Community Ed played a big part in making sure that it went through, because we do school age care. So we know what it means to take really great care of kids, and we enjoy it. And we had wonderful staff ready to roll with that. And that took us into summer, where our Big Shots and Camp Horizon program ran all summer under COVID restrictions and all these different modified ways. And we still had an amazing summer with happy kids and happy staff and working together to be together when it was hard.
Absolutely. Right? And I think you kind of, because I know you to be a very positive person, you kind of glossed over how dicey it was those early days.
Oh, it was way dicey.
Remember trying to keep like tidy kids apart, and nobody understood social distancing back then. And oh my gosh, that was crazy.
It was. And really, you know, I think there was just this determination to be together. And when you're little, you know, the little ones especially have that determination to be together, to be close. So really to retrain that to be, yes, we can be close. We can, you know, be community together. But I really need you to quit licking each other. That was such a real thing. And I think it's something that, you know, as we've gone through this school year, that, you know, the kids are so creative. They will figure out ways to work within the guidelines, to work within the restrictions. So like at school age care, we have figured out how to play games together without sharing pieces or being too close to one another. We've figured out how to, you know, really play interesting word games with one another, and even like gym games, all of these things. We've figured out how to have the joy, and the kids always do that. Kids always bring it with them. So it's been fun to watch staff and students, you know, really figure this out so that we can be clean, that we can give each other space, we can follow all these rules, but we can be together. And that's been really powerful this year. And I am powerful, and I am positive, Mo, but it has been good. There has been so much good.
You know, there really has been. And I think sometimes you forget, you take things for granted, and you forget how blessed you are in life until something like this happens and it takes away, you know, your ability to be with people. Or I know one of your favorite things at the Tilden Community Center is the constant flow of people of all ages. And that didn't happen.
For sure. That was tough. This isn't a building that should be quiet.
Right.
It should be noisy. You should hear voices coming that sound different. You know, you should hear the teeny tiny you know, the sibling that's crying in the next room. We should hear the joyful preschooler, and that we should hear the squeak of a walker, and, you know, all of those things. So it's been really, really wonderful to have that come back. You know, really, it's stronger now than ever. So I think back to a year ago when it was so quiet here and everyone was so nervous. And now I consider that it's, yes, the challenges are there and the intentionality is there, but it's also we know how to do this. So we're going to together.
Excellent.
It is. It's a good, good feeling.
Well, I know as we look ahead to the end of the school year, it's going to be very important, I think, for parents if they've been kind of hanging out with kids at home, trying to help them with homework and that kind of a thing, to really get back into their routines. So what can you tell us about opportunities for childcare for kids this summer?
Yeah, you bet. So last summer we were able to run Camp Horizons in Big Shots, and we did so successfully. I really do think so. I have so many kids that had really great summers with us, and I'm excited that we get to do it again this year. Restrictions are a little bit lighter, but we're still being very intentional about keeping our groups together, sticking close to home. But this year we'll be at the Hastings Middle School, which is so exciting because, I don't know, of all of the different sites in town, that one just has the best amenities. I mean, there's the pool, there's the track. We're close to so many neighborhood parks. So we're so thankful the middle school is going to be hosting us. So Camp Horizons and Big Shots, so that's incoming kindergartners, are our littlest of Camp Horizons campers. And then our Big Shots can be going into eighth grade. So we've got that big age range. And of course, we group them by ages and connect them with staff that to get excited with day to day. And we run just about every day of the summer. The only day off we have is that Monday right by the 4th of July. Otherwise, we are in Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. And our theme this year is traveling through time. So each week will be a different groovy decade. So I know I'm already planning what I'm going to wear like 60s week because it's going to be so much fun.
Steph, I love that. So as far as how it works, can you explain, like, let's say somebody needs a drop-in or they know a full week that they're going to need intensive childcare, maybe their regular babysitters are taking a vacation. How does that work, please?
Sure, yeah. Registration is open now. It has been for the past month, and it will be open through May 15th. So families that are anticipating having childcare needs, to get their spot, reserve pretty much, because then I'll try to staff for who has registered by May 15th. They should get registered at our website, hastingscommunityed.com. So get registered there. And then after May 15th, it's really first is as we have room. So in those intensive, you know, maybe I only need a day and I found out really late, those ones aren't maybe you who that this would work really well for. But if you know that you're going to need care the week of June 18th, you can sign up for that now and get those days reserved, and we're going to be ready for you. So that's something that they can do ahead, and I'm so hopeful that with fewer restrictions this summer, it will be easier for families to, you know, have more adjustments in their schedule. Really, a lot of the COVID guidelines make that hard, and I know that is the last thing families need at this point, is something to be a little more complicated, but really are being intentional on being helpful and being well with each other.
We love that. So that's going to be hosted at the middle school. And so I would assume with all of those amenities, like you said, you will take advantage of those.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm working on getting a lifeguard for Friday afternoons to be hitting that pool. We have so many amazing coaches and different staff within the district that have amazing gifts to share. I've got one of my main leads. She's a pro hula hooper. I don't know if there's a pro hula hooper.
Wow.
But she's amazing at it. So I think this year we are really going to be showcasing some of the amazing skills within our district with our programming. So we'll be doing a lot of on-site really fun things like that and bringing in vendors like Carpenter Nature Center. They'll be joining us at least once a month and bringing some critters over. So while we are not planning a lot of travel right this second, just because I'm waiting for guidance to really loosen up, we are planning on doing loads of fun things right on site to just have that really enriching, fun, engaging summer.
Oh, and I know some of the partners you mentioned, like Carpenter, St. Croix Valley Nature Center, they can't wait to get out and show off their ambassadors, and they've had a tough year too.
Yeah, so it'll be good to be community together. I'm very excited for that.
I agree. Well, that just sounds so, so fun. What about some of the enrichment programming that you have going on? I know that you've started some. Some has been on Zoom, some has been in person. What does that look like?
It looks awesome, and I'm so excited for all of the different enrichment things coming up. I've been thankful to folks who have been willing to try enrichment in different ways, because while there's a lot of those just fun things to do, there's also really like work-sensitive classes that we offer. We do a lot of the CPR and first aid sort of things, and folks rely on those for work. And with my excellent teachers, I've been able to offer those like in hybrid situations, some in person, some online. So I've been really thankful for folks that are willing to try that. And as we move forward now, we have even more room to meet in person. So we've had our fitness classes running in person, following all the great guidelines. Our teachers are just so talented with that and just very, very thoughtful. And as we come into spring break, my classes are about full. I won't sugarcoat it. I have a lifeguard class coming up that only has two more spots in it. I have a babysitter class that I had to open a second group for because there's almost 30 young people who are ready to and excited to be babysitters. And I'm just over the moon for that. And as we head into summer, which I'm calling my summer with the sunglasses and masks, so it's like we're raccoons. Pretty excited about that. But we're going to do it. I mean, tennis is all lined up. Coach Marissa is coming back for a wonderful summer of tennis. She does a great job with that with her staff. Skyhawks will be back. We have 8 different offerings there, and going all the way to our mini hawk where we get those little 3- and 4-year-olds playing little sports, all the way up to the big kids playing like flag football, that sort of thing. We have soccer camps. Swimming lessons will be coming. We have Tai Chi back for the grown-ups. We were able to run that last summer on the Tilden patio. It was beautiful. So really excited to be doing that. And I think my favorite thing coming up, though, for the summer is I get to work with one of the Promise Fellows that spends time at the middle school. That's where they base out of during the year. So after they've spent their whole year at the middle school, they sort of they work at different community spots, and I get to work with one who's coming over, and we have low-cost short camps for community kids that I'm just so excited to run with Caitlin. She is so thoughtful, she's so excited, and these are things like bee pollinator caps. I just got a kit from the University of Minnesota Extension program that's all pollinator related. So Caitlin and I will be running these little 2-day camps on different topics throughout the summer. So and all of those are under $20 to be able to do that. And I think that's really important right now. It's like, I understand that people are excited for some things and have a bigger pocketbook in some areas, but also just understanding it's like, hey, we need something and we want to do it together. So really excited for that.
Absolutely. And can you explain a little bit more about Promise Fellows?
Oh, yeah. AmeriCorps Promise Fellows is what they are. And they are through the AmeriCorps system. So it's that volunteer group. And so Hastings has been super awesome with Promise Fellows in the past. So years back, we'd have, 5 or 6, and they were the ones that worked closely with the middle schoolers and the Youth Impact Club and the Student Impact Club at the middle school, just getting kids involved, getting them learning within the community, within their school community and the greater community. And they partner a lot of times with schools. Sometimes they help with tutoring. Sometimes they help with kids that just need a little bit of extra support or social skills. So they can take lots and lots of different approaches, right? And within Hastings, now we have 2 excellent, excellent Promise Fellows. And they have been working with middle schoolers to help them stay on task with their homework, to stay engaged, they help create community. And Mo, I love that so much. I love it. I love it. I love it. And this year, we haven't been able to do as many actual events. So they would also be ones that would help with, big events around town. So with the city Halloween party and the sweetheart dance, things like those. So since we haven't had those, I think it really makes getting excited for summer that much more powerful, and to have Caitlin to work with to plan these things and then implement. And they'll be helping with alternative spring break next week that the city and community ed are running. They're wonderful, wonderful young people doing amazing things, and I'm very thankful we have them in Hastings.
So explain a little bit more about alternative spring break. I think it's great. And is it closed already, Steph?
It did. And you know, Mo, it's about full.
Isn't that
How
wonderful?
Awesome is that. I'm so, so excited about that. There are, to register at this point, you would need to call Paige at the city. And if there's room, she would get you in. I don't know the numbers right now, so I don't want to, you know, speak too closely of it. But alternative spring break in the past has been a collaboration between the city and the community ed and the Y. And we work together with those Promise Fellows to provide some meaningful programming for middle schoolers who are, you know, staying home for spring break. So this year it's running the Monday through Wednesday of spring break. And we're staying right there at the middle school. Like I said, that middle school is the best place to be. And the Promise Fellows have things like a badminton tournament planned. And we do lunch together every day. And I think they are making cookies and just all of these really intentional, fun activities. And Promise Fellows, in our case, are like big kids. They're college age, a little bit older, and or like in master's programs. And it's just, I'm so excited for them. And it'll be different this year because we have to be in our COVID pods, so it's not just one big herd of children. It's, you know, we'll be in our pods, but that's where relationships grow and that connection can build. So I'm very excited for alternative spring break.
Well, it sure sounds like there's an awful lot of great stuff going on. And Stephanie, can people see all of this online?
Yes, they can. Yep. So for the enrichment things that are coming up, all of that is being put in right now. So if people go to our website, it's a little bit all over the place. But by next week, it is all going to be there, easy to find, easy to grab, to sign up for things like Skyhawks or anything they want. I mean, we have loads of art camps. I'm so excited. My daughter actually helped choose some of the art camps. She's a middle schooler, and I really wanted to have some amazing middle school art. So my daughter Joy went through, she and I, and she's like, Mom, we should do this one. I'm like, okay. So I'm so excited for them.
See?
But all of those, I know, is that the best?
That's what you need. Yep, absolutely.
I know. So those will be all up at our website, which is www.hastingscommunityed.com. And then that's the same location for the school age care. So when you head to our website, which is beautiful, Amy Schaefer has been working so hard on it to make it really reflect what, you know, what Tilden's all about and what the Hastings School District can bring together. But if you hover over the K-12 tab there, you'll be able to see school age care. You'll be able to see youth programming. You'll be able to go hover over adults and see all sorts of adult enrichment classes and offerings. There's just so much that Tilden has to share, and I just love being part of it.
Oh, well, we love chatting it up with you. You're a wonderful ambassador for what you're doing. Stephanie Becken, she is the Enrichment and Youth Development Coordinator and the School Age Coordinator for the Hastings Community Education Group. And we're so happy you called in today. Thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.